Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Got the power.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to Let Your Light Shine Internet Radio Broadcast, able to reach those all over the world with your hope and yours truly, Bishop Emmanuel M. Taylor, Jr. Let your light shine, my people. Let your light shine so that all men would see your good works. And by seeing your good works, they would acknowledge that there is a God. Love one another as you love with all your heart, your soul, and spirit. That is the first, and that commandment sums it all up of all the things that God wants us to do. It's to love one another. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for love. Amen. We thank the Lord that we may not understand the wholesome or the whole content of God's love because he is so awesome. But just like the song said, God got the power and he can do, hallelujah, all you have to do is believe. Amen. He can make bitter water sweet again. He can stop the stormy seas from raging. Amen. He can make the ground parched desert earth. He can bring green trees and leaves out of that ground. Why? Because he can do anything. Amen. Not just some things, but anything. And then when we understand that and have faith in what God can do, amen, then anything will be done. That anything that you wish for, amen, it can be done. So we just, the Lord, hallelujah, for his wonderful, miraculous power that he gives each and every one of us as well. Because by us being the children of the King, we have inherited, amen, all the treasures of heaven itself, of the kingdom of heaven. And one of those treasures is power, the ability to do the impossible. Please believe that tonight, saints, that we have the ability to do the impossible. What stops us is that we look at the carnal things with our carnal eyes. What I mean is that we look at the natural things through our natural eyes, and what is natural is always a limitation to it. You got to learn how to look into the spirit. What does the scripture say? To walk not by sight, but by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to have spiritual sight to do that. Amen. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for that divine revelation that you have just given me, your servant. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. To walk not by sight, but by faith. Hallelujah. It means that even though you're not feeling well, claim your healing. Amen. I've been kind of ill for the past couple of weeks. I didn't tell you, but yes, I've been having some trouble, amen, in my body. Amen. But I'm still walking and I'm still moving on in faith. I don't claim it. Amen. So I just heard somebody say, Bishop, did you go to the doctor? Yes. Yes, the answer is yes, I did go to the doctor. But not only the doctor, but I went to Dr. Jesus too. Amen. And so I'm feeling better as a result of that. So I thank God for the knowledge that he has given, amen, the medical practitioners, amen, in our life today, which is knowledgeable than it was when, let's say, coming up in the 60s and the 70s. But we thank the Lord that now that we are in it, 2015, going on 2016, medical terminology, amen, is advancing at a speedily rate. And one day, they're going to find a cure, amen, for all of this trouble and diseases, amen, that we are having. God can do anything. Amen. That's what the song says. Amen. He has the power to do anything. So he will reveal to the, what do you call it, the researchers, yeah, the medical researchers, diseases like cancer, diseases, especially women that suffer cancer, but men suffer prostate cancer. For our black men especially, we are more susceptible to that type of cancer. And but it can be cured if it's discovered early. But a lot of our men suffer with that and don't even know it. But God is going to put the medical researchers and give them the knowledge, and they will discover, yeah, discover what's already there. Amen. Yeah, it's the healing is already there. Where is it? It's in the rainforest. What I mean by the rainforest, it's in deep in the South America, amen, region where all these herbs and everything grow, in Brazil, deep down in the Everglades, where there's plants, places where not too many people have walked in. Even deep down into the sea right now, there are minerals and the green plantains that grows deep down into the sea. There is so much knowledge of healing that is there, amen, for us, that God already placed it. Then he said that he put the plants for the healing of the nation, in the leaves of the trees that he had planted, amen, into this earth. Why am I talking like this? Well, because I'm receiving this message, divine revelation from the Holy Spirit that is in me to let you know that there is hope. Amen. There is hope. There is hope in those who want to lose weight. There is hope in those who just need more energy. Amen. And you feel like you lost energy in your body. Well, there is hope for you because it's right in the green vegetables that we eat every day. Amen. I would say that it's profitable if you get wholesome green vegetables on the wholesale. Amen. Yes. That would be better. But if you can't, make sure that you rinse your leaves from your greens and your spinaches and so forth. The canned foods that don't have all the nutrients is usually processed and everything is taken out of it. But the more of the leafy, natural plants, the green leaves, the cabbages and the greens, spinach, carrots, get the natural ones. And you'll be surprised if you got a blender, just blend all of that stuff together, rid of a lot of symptoms and problems that we suffer, which is not all our fault because we're living in an age and time where everything is processed. Too much processed food isn't good for us. It's not good for us to always go to McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to grow your own food if you can, but if you can't, they have what you call the roadside markets, you know, Eastern markets. Sometimes when you're driving in the rural areas, you see these farmers market stands, amen, and stop and get those tomatoes and so forth, and greens if you can, and you'll be glad that you did because those are the ones that are more fresher and pure and have all the nutrients that God has placed on this earth for us to enjoy and to be healthy with. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Migraine headaches. The reason why we have migraine headaches because of the pollution and the sulfur that is in the air that we breathe. We suffer with more allergies than we're supposed to because it's in the air that we breathe. You know, the industrial companies, the soot and all that, the smoke that goes up into the atmosphere and to come back down in the rain, through the rain and so forth, care of ourselves, this beautiful body that he has given us. Take care of yourself as much as you can, all right? Okay. We praise the Lord, amen, for this. And excuse Sister Rita, she's not on the air with us this evening, but continue to pray for her as well, all right? Okay. Now, our tribute, as you can recall, amen, is, hallelujah, what were, and I'm trying to say it right, what were the temptations that Jesus suffered? And he also overcame them, that he had to suffer them. He had to go through these temptations. And we're going to discuss that tonight in our lesson about the temptations of our Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ. It's right in the scripture. Amen. And I'm pretty sure that you Bible scholars out there already got the answer. My mouse is acting up, so I'm going to have to do this manually. So I'm going to open up the first caller here, Sister Cesara. Amen. Let's see if we can get you here. All right. The mic is open for you. God bless you, Missionary Cesara.
Amen, Bishop. It's good to hear
Amen.
You on the air. It's good to hear you on the air tonight and all the saints.
Thank
and may
you.
God bless everybody that's on the line. And, Bishop, I hope you say a special prayer for my envelope. Because
I sure
Lord,
will.
Yes, please.
I believe what's going to happen is going to come back to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, the tribute, I found it in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 10.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's where the answer is to the tribute. That's exactly where it is. And we're going to discuss those temptations that Jesus, amen, had to suffer through. Amen.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
And
God
thank
bless you,
Bishop.
You're welcome. Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Say that again.
I said, and also I like to say, if she's on the line, to say a special hello to Millie Moore and tell her I love her.
Amen. Yes, and she is on the line. Hallelujah. So she hears you.
Oh,
amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to open Evangelist Millie Moore. And let's see, here we are, Evangelist. God bless you.
Hello, Bishop. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to all my saints out there that's listening and tuning in this evening. I am.
Amen.
The Spirit. God is so good. Ooh, what kind of song go? The Lord is blessing me right now. And I just feel his blessings all over me. And I'm just thanking God because I woke up this morning and that is my blessing right there. You know,
amen.
And the activities of my limbs and a mouth that I can speak. And I'm just food to eat and clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you. And hello, Sandora.
Right.
I heard you. I love you too. she has such a beautiful spirit. I just love her spirit, you know.
Yeah.
And I want her to know I done took her under my wing. She's my adopted daughter now. So
yeah, all
she's
right.
going to have to realize she got her a new adopted mom now. So. She's my adopted daughter, and I don't, it's just something about her voice reminds me of a nurse that I used to work under years ago. Her name was Miss Robinson, and we
uh-huh.
used to always talk about Miss Robinson's little squeaky voice, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
we would okay. always say something to her just so she could say something back to us. Just
so we can hear her say something because we love her voice so much, you know. So I just want her to know that I love her, and I just thank God for her, and I just pray that God continue to heal her body and continue to bless her spirit, you know.
Amen.
And also, my trivia also came from Matthew 4:1-10. And Bishop,
that's right.
Do you write your trivia down?
No.
I didn't think so.
I just let the Spirit of the Lord just reveal it to me.
Okay, because you had said how many times was Satan tempted? He was tempted 3 times. And then you
That's
said
right.
what was the then you said what was the temptation that he suffered? Not what Satan did to him, but what he suffered. And I got
right.
that he was alone, hungry, and tired.
Okay.
Those
Thank
are
you.
Certain things that I got that he suffered with.
Mm-hmm.
And then after them 40 days and 40 nights, the angels came along and helped him.
Amen. Yes, they did. They
Amen.
Did. Praise God. Well,
Start
thank you very much.
Start writing trivial down, Bishop.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. God
All
bless
right.
you.
God bless you, too.
And we also have our own Sister Davis. God bless you, Sister Davis.
Thank you. God bless you, too, Bishop Taylor. And hello
mm-hmm.
to Rita. First Lady, and all the saints
Amen.
On the line. Hello, Miss Moore. I'm going to share Tazara with you. It's all right. It's enough of her for me and you both to share, but I'll let you have a piece of her. Okay? the tribute, I found the same thing, Matthew 4:1-10, because she was
Wonderful.
Tempted in the wilderness 3 times.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You got it right. God bless
mm-hmm.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. And then, last but not least, is 6695, straight from Indianapolis, Indiana. God bless
Praise
you, Miss Lisa.
Praise the Lord,
yes.
Bishop. This is Missionary Mary. I'm glad
yes,
to be on
Missionary.
The airplane. I came in late, but I know where it was at. It's Matthew, the 4:1-10. And I just want to say
uh-huh.
that I love it. I love everybody, and I'm like Sister Moore. I'm just so thankful to be here today, to be able to look in the mirror
Amen.
And see myself and my loved ones. And I'm asking prayers for all of our youth, all of our young black men. I just want prayers for them. They are in such a
yes.
turmoil now. So I'm asking prayers for all of them. From nation to nation of our young black men.
Hallelujah.
Hello, Sister Rita. Love you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Missionary Mary. I appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. See how God is just so good. Amen. How he just bless us with each other. You know, that's what Christ said when he said, love one another as he has loved us as well. You know, Christ loves us so much that he called us, amen, his friend. That's what he told his disciples when Mary discovered that, amen, that he had rose from the dead. And he said, go and tell my friends. And he was talking about his disciples risen. And we thank God. Amen, for Christ Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to go into prayer, and then from then, we're going to go into our lesson for this evening. Amen. I just love the Lord. Now, let me tell you, I just love doing this work for the Lord. I can be just bone tired. Amen. And yet, I'm energized when it comes down to doing the work of the Lord. You know, it says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. And I can do all. There's no doubt to it. Amen. Now, I'm feeling energized already just thinking about the goodness of the Lord. Lord, I just come to you in the name of Jesus. You are our Savior. You are the light in the dark. Dear Lord, you are life. You are truth. You give us peace because you are the Prince of Peace. We just let you know how we recognize who you are. You are so awesome. You are so awesome that you was able, hallelujah, to raise the dead, give sight to the blind, make the lame walk again, and the deaf to hear again, and the mute to speak again. You've done so much for your people, and the same people that you've done all this for, they denied you. Amen. But yet you forgave. You said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So, Lord, I thank you for forgiving us as well, although we wasn't there. But now we're here, and we've done things and said things that was not right in your presence. So we ask you, first of all, before we ask of anything, we ask you to amen, to put a righteous spirit. Help us to walk upright, dear Lord. Help us. We can't do nothing without you. We can't even be right without you. We can't think right. We can't talk the right thing without you. Because I remember without you that I didn't have the same nature as I have today. So I'm so glad that you saved our soul. That you are a soul savior for real. Dear Lord, as our missionary said, that we pray for all the young black men from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that you would cover them, a nation. Yes, yes, yes. Bring up a nation of black men, dear Lord, that will have a heart for you. Hallelujah. That will love you, that wants to please you. Bring up that nation. Rise them up, dear Lord, out of the mist, dear Lord, of the unknown. Yes, it appears that there's no help for our young people, but there's a remnant. There is a remnant. Hallelujah. There is hope. There's a remnant in the midst of, hallelujah, the extension of righteous black young men. We will not be extinct like the dinosaurs, but we shall rise, hallelujah, higher than the mountains. Hallelujah. We should go deeper than the deepest sea, and we should stretch out wider than the largest plain. Why? It's because you love us. That's why. You have a plan for us. And we rebuke the devil. We rebuke everything about him, for he is a liar, and there's no truth in him. So we pray for all households, dear Lord. We pray for households that your presence would be in that household where there's no men, dear Lord, that you would send somebody there to take the place, someone that has wisdom, someone that has patience and love, all the households in Jesus' name. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Praise your holy name, and amen. Well, that was some prayer, wasn't it? But that's how I feel tonight. And if you notice in my voice, amen, there is a voice of peace that I have. It's that unspeakable peace. I can't even attempt to tell you, amen, the amount of peace that I'm having. And let me tell you, I've gone through some stuff all day long, all week long. And yet, through it all, I got the peace of God in my heart. And I'm not standing on my own. I'm standing with God. He's holding me up. He's giving me the peace that I need to make me stronger in him. Amen. Well, let's take a look at our tribute, The Temptations of Jesus, and all of you were correct, amen. There's no wrong answer. I want to let you know about that, because when you research and pray about it, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to it. So there is no wrong answer. Amen. So therefore, we're going to take a look at the temptation of Jesus. It happened after Jesus was baptized by his first cousin, John the Baptist. Yes, you didn't know John the Baptist was his cousin, did you? Yes, it was his first cousin. Amen. But his mother, Mary, and then Elizabeth, amen, which gave birth to John, they were cousins. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for that. So John the Baptist baptized Jesus right after he baptized Jesus. Amen. It says that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. It was the Spirit of God that led him into the desert to be tempted. Now, some people would say, well, why would the Lord do something like that to lead Jesus to be tempted by the devil? Why? We know how dangerous and how tenacious that the devil could be, you know, how nasty he is. And yet the Lord led him to be tempted by the devil. Well, he led him because God had a plan. He knew that Jesus would overcome the temptation of the devil. Amen. So let's take a look at these temptations. At 40 days and 40 nights, as Evangelist said, he was hungry. And then after he was hungry, see, the tempter, which is Satan, didn't come to him, you know, before he was hungry. He came to him after he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. You try to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. We try for 3 days, and we're hungry. We can't. It's hard to make it through one day, and we're hungry. And we get tempted. Amen. There's always somebody that's going to bring a nice, amen, a basket of chicken. You know, you can smell it cooking through the hall, or you pass and you can smell the food. That's temptation to break your fast. But see, Jesus didn't, when the devil came to him. Now listen to what Satan said. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. That's what he said. He challenged them, see. He's not only challenging them here in the body and the flesh, but he was also challenging his mind. Amen. If you are the Son of God, since you say you're the Son of God, Jesus, now he already knows that Jesus is the Son of God, but see, he's trying to activate some anger there. He's trying to tempt his mind, first of all. And so, you know how we can be, well, I'm going to show you. You know, you don't believe that I'm who I am. Well, I'm going to show you. And then we do what we can to show them, don't we? Well, Jesus didn't do that. He didn't let the devil, amen, trick him into doing what he wanted him to do. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. This is the answer Jesus gave. It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. See, the word of God is our bread. The word of God sustains us, just like natural food can sustain you. But it was the word of God that sustained us, that keep us filled, amen, with the presence of the Lord. It's the word of God, which is the Bible. So Jesus told him that. That's the first temptation. How do you defeat the devil in temptations? Is you must utilize the scriptures. Amen. It is, you can beat the devil up more if you use the scriptures on him. Whoop him with the scriptures. Amen. That's how you beat him. Amen. Because see, he knows that the word of God, there's power in the word of God. And so that's what Jesus came back on Satan, with the word of God. And then the second temptation. Amen. Then the devil took him to a holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. And this is what Satan told Jesus. If you are the Son of God, see, he said, if you are. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hand so that you would not strike your foot against a stone. Now, old tricky devil, you know what he did? He quoted a scripture from the 91st Psalm. Yes, he did, because that is in the 91st Psalms, that his angels would lift in their hands so that we would not strike our foot against the stone. So see how the devil knows the scriptures. Amen. So he said, okay, I'm going to put the word back on you, Jesus. If you are the Son of God, why don't you just, amen, just fall, just throw yourself down, amen, from this high place. So what did Jesus do? Jesus answered him, it is also written, you devil, Satan, do not put the Lord your God to the test. See how he said, it's written. That's in Deuteronomy, amen, 6th chapter, 16th verse. It is written that you do not tempt the Lord your God to the test. You don't put God to the test. And just like super Christian, you know, they know that God is watching over them, and God is my shield, he's my buckler and my sword. So let me walk through this dark alley at 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Nothing is gonna touch me. You know, that's tempting God, isn't it? Yes, it is. That's putting God to the test. That's what it is. But you don't put God to the test, because He can choose not to save us if he don't want to. It doesn't mean that he doesn't love us, but he can choose not to save us. Hallelujah. So why should we test the Lord to see if he's going to save us? Just like those snake handlers. You hear about the snake handlers. They live in the mountains, in the hillbilly section, Kentucky and Tennessee, where they got the preachers there. Amen. They call them snake handlers. And the snake handlers, according to the scripture in, I believe that's Mark, 16th chapter of Mark, said you would be able to handle snakes and they would not harm you. So they use that, and that's what they do. But they are tempting, but they're putting God in temptation. Second temptation. Again, see, the devil is not through yet. And because you was able to resist him the first time, that don't mean he's not going to try to come to you the second time. Amen? And then here's the third time that he tried to tempt, amen, that he put Jesus to the temptation. Right? Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Splendor means their beauty. Amen. It took them all there. And it took them there. I see Mother Washington is with us this evening. God bless you, Mother Washington. Amen. And so he took them and he showed him all of the kingdoms of the world, a very high mountain. Go, in order to see all the kingdoms of the world, you really have to be up in a very high mountain. Well, the devil took him there. How did the devil do all that stuff? Well, because he has power to do things like that, you see. And then so he told Jesus that all this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. See, that's what bow down and worship him. But how does he do it? He would show us that he'll tell us he'll make us rich. We'll have longer life. You know, he had promised us long life, eternal life, if we bow down and serve him. He always give us a price. There's a price to pay for what he wants to give us. But the ultimate objective that Satan has is that we bow down and serve him. In other words, return our souls over to him. Yeah, yeah. And we got to watch out for that. We can trade our spirituality for things last, for the trinkets, for the bling bling, as the people, the young people call it now, for all the bling bling, for the fine cars, for the women, the fine women, the handsome men, whatever how he tempt us, he will put all that in front of you and to make you, amen, to stop serving God, but to bow down and worship him. But what did Jesus tell him? Well, this is what he told him. Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written." See, he's using the word again. "For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." That's what he told him. See, that's the word. It is written. See, every time he get back at Satan, he tell him, "It is written." Written where? It is written in the Bible. What is the Bible? The Bible is the word of God. See, that's how you defeat Satan. Whenever temptation come upon you, throw the word of God. Now, you know the devil's tricky. He'll try to use the word too. Amen. To try to trick us, to persuade us, to seduce us. But see, he always have evil hook at the end of that line that he wants to attach on us, hook our souls so that we cannot escape. Like a fisherman catches the fish and uses the right bait, he can catch whatever type of fish that he wants if he have the right bait. Well, Satan has a bait. He knows what bait to use. He knows what we like. He knows what we desire. He knows our weaknesses of the flesh. He knows. For a man whose weaknesses is women, and he just try to get all the women that he can. Satan would throw those women at him in the past. Had his path. Amen. Or preachers. That's how many preachers fall. Because Satan sent a woman in the church, a Jezebel, in the church to seduce him. Amen. And Satan knows how to appeal to our weaknesses. Do not minimize what Satan can do. But be ready. Amen. And have your guards up. And wear a full armor of God so that we would not, amen, fall through the fiery darts that he throws at us. Amen. So Jesus said again, "Away from me, Satan. Get away from me. Go on, Satan." That's how we say, "Go on, Satan. Get away from me. For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." What happened? Then the devil left him. The devil said, "I can't do nothing with this person." And then the angels came and attended to him. See, the angels came and helped him. And I can imagine when it said attended to him, they came to serve him. Jesus, remember, he was hungry and he was lonely. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And so no doubt that when the angels came to attend to him, they bought him some food. And then they were his company. Hey, man, isn't that something? That is powerful. What a wonderful story that is all about. Take that on your own time and study it for yourself. Hey, man, the fourth chapter, beginning from the first through the tenth verse of the book of Matthew. Hey, man, study that. Hey, man. And I guarantee you that as you study it, that God Almighty will open up your knowledge and understanding and give you some wisdom about his word that is contained in there. You will receive some revelations as such you never have seen or heard before. Oh, yes. Yes, why? Because the word of God is unlimited to what we can learn and what we can achieve. Amen. What we can achieve. We can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. That strengthens us. So that is ceremony of Jesus walking in the desert. And he sent us through the desert because in the desert is the wilderness. See, let me open up another revelation for you. When you want to overcome, to be an overcomer, you cannot say that you're an overcomer unless you are going through something by which you must overcome. Let me say that again. I like that. If you want to be an overcomer, then that means that you must go through something in your life in which you must overcome. And it can't be phony about it, because you can't say you're overcoming if you've never gone through something. You can't say you're overcoming if you've never been sick. You can't say that you're overcomer if you never was hungry. No. An overcomer is a person that overcomes the temptation that Satan puts on us. And then as we overcome them, we hit Satan upside his head with the word of God. That's why it's so important to study the word of the Lord so that we can use the word against them. But without the word of God, without the knowledge of his word, then he will always have his way with us. He can always trick us. He can always keep us captive. Amen. Learn the word of God. That's why I come to you on Wednesdays like I do, to teach you. Amen. You should write, get a pencil and paper each time and just write down the lesson. And then you get to yourself and you study them for yourself. Amen. And like I said, as a result of that, the Lord will give you, amen, an understanding. He will open up your understanding of the word of God. The word of God is not just a letter. The word of God is the bread that we need to sustain us spiritually. Amen. So that is our lesson for tonight. Amen. We thank God for all of you who have tuned in. Amen. This evening. Amen. I just see such great blessings that are in store. I want you to remember, amen, my post office box. Amen. Come on, let's not be lazy unless you know it by heart. But if you don't know it by heart, you need to write it down on a pad, paper or something, and keep it in your purse or keep it on your wall, on your refrigerator, because this is your internet radio pastor that wants you to help him to keep this mission and this ministry on air. Amen. On the air. Sometimes we say, well, he's still on, and somebody else must be helping him. Well, it would help me so much better if everybody was to chip in together. It could be once a month, but help us, help us. There's Bibles that I'm trying to send. We need some more Bibles that we're trying to send in our mission church over in Pakistan. Those faithful people there walking in the rain. They don't have the transportation. Only transportation they have, well, they do have transportation, not like we have, but they have their legs and feet. Amen. And they will walk in the rain for miles to just to come to hear me teach them every Friday morning. Amen. On Skype. Amen. The internet Skype. Amen. So we already was able to bless them with 20 Bibles, but the congregation is growing and they need some more. So let us help me to do this. Post office box. I didn't tell you the full address, didn't I? But that's post office box 85033, Westland, Michigan. My zip code is 48185. Let me repeat. Post office box 85033, 33 Westland, Michigan, 48. All right. And I have the faith to know that those of you who are under the sound of my voice have heard the message. And I trust that this message has inspired you to get closer to the Lord by reading his word. Amen. Amen. I know a lot of times we say, I don't understand the Bible. You never understand the Bible if you never open it up to read it. Once you open it up, God will give you, amen, the vision and the ears and the eyes to be able to see what is concealed to the rest of the world. That's why the world don't understand, because the knowledge is concealed from them. Only the faithful is able to see the treasures that is written in the word of God. Amen. That's what I'm trying to tell you this evening. Well, let me give you, before we go off air, we still got a few more moments, but let me give you the next trivia for next week. And I'm not going to write it down merely, amen, but I'm going to remember it. Okay. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Y'all like that, don't you? I'm going to say it again. This is the trivia for next Wednesday. Lord willing, we'll be here. Who is the greatest? We trust that the lesson tonight has blessed you. We trust this evening that you have received, amen, some knowledge about what about the temptations of Jesus Christ and why would he have to go through the temptations? Why should we be tempted? Why do we go through temptation? Amen. Why does Satan always try to tempt us? Because his main objective, he wants us to serve him. That's why. That was the last one he told Jesus. He said, why don't you just, if I give you all of this, if you just bow down and worship me and serve me, I give you all the riches and glories of the world. Just think if someone was to come to you, Brinks trucks, 5, 10 Brinks trucks filled with nothing but money, and say, hey, I give you all of this money, and it's real if you just stop serving Jesus and serve me. Just be with me, but don't be with Jesus. Isn't that temptation? I heard somebody say, no, that's not no temptation for me. I don't care how much money they have. Well, it's something. We got something which is a weakness that we can be tempted of. It's always something. Amen. And the devil knows what it is. Don't let him sneak up on you. Amen. He can't sneak up on you when you are in the word of God. He cannot sneak up on you, amen, when you are worshiping him and when you are obedient to the Lord God Almighty. That's what I mean by worshiping. Amen. If you refuse to give in to the world, if you refuse to compromise to the desires of the world, then you are an overcomer. You will overcome. And God will give you the strength, amen, to be able to overcome these things. I want to let you all know that I love you dearly. And I thank you for tuning in and joining me to allow for me to, amen, to come into your home. Amen. You just opened up your door so that I can be with you and sit down with you to your very home. I guarantee you when I come into your home is being blessed. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is all for this evening. Remember, the tribute is, amen, who is the greatest within the kingdom of heaven? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's a good tribute. Hallelujah. All right, what song are we going to end on? Amen. It is called Heaven Knows. Amen. Heaven knows all about our trouble.
When, oh, yeah, yeah. There are many secrets you tried your best to hide. Ooh. the one you can't confide in. You can't trust no one. You'd rather be alone. Without someone to talk to, your heart would turn to stone. Don't you fool yourself, thinking you can survive. Try to keep your secrets, but they will sail.